If you've ever felt like giving up and you needed a little inspiration, well, our next guest is going to give you that dose of inspiration. She is a 90-year-old great-grandma, and she is getting ready to graduate from Northern Illinois University. She dropped out in the 1950s, but she went back. It's Joyce DeFaw. And Joyce, how many kids do you have?
Nine.
Nine?
Eight living. I had nine, but eight are living.
And how many grandchildren?
17.
And how many?
26 great-grand.
Great. 26 great-grandchildren. Oh, my gosh, that is amazing. And how many are going to be there at NIU to see you receive your diploma on Sunday?
I think my granddaughter Jenna has taken care of that, but they have been very gracious and allowed me many privileges that I don't know if others have.
Well,
but as far as the children, I had two sets of twins, and we had our six children in 4 years on my second marriage, and three in 3 years on my first marriage, and he passed away. So I've been busy, but I thought, well, don't give up.
Yeah, boy, I guess not. So it all started in a one-room schoolhouse in a rural farming community. What town?
Geneseo.
Oh, yeah. In fact, they just won their state football title, I believe.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And
oh, Geneseo.
Yeah. And so then, you know, you dropped out of college to get married, and then you started having children, and now, you know, you're into your late 80s, and you must have mentioned it to one of your kids that you regretted not finishing college.
They said that I did. I don't remember saying that, but I know my father was disappointed that I didn't finish. And so I must have said something, and they got together, or anyway, they mentioned it to me, why don't you go back? And I thought, okay, why not? I don't have anything else to do. Well, I do, but
yeah. And so you're not driving anymore, so you decided that you would do it online, but you had never used a computer before?
No.
Wow.
And I think it is just amazing. And my grandchildren and great-grands know so much more about it, but that was the only way I could go to school. And my children got one for me, and I'm very thankful for it. And been able to take advantage of it and have wonderful people from NI. And, well, it was Northern Illinois State Teachers College when I went way back when, and now it's the university.
Yes, yes. And so, you had already put in 3.5 years of college prior to getting married and having kids, right?
Yes, but that has another story, too, because I started out early elementary, and after my first year, I thought, gee, I don't even know enough to teach, so I changed it to home economics. And then I thought, this is the last chance to take advantage of my education, so I took German and typing and bookkeeping and things, which would have made me go 5 years. But in the meantime, this man came along that caught my eye, and I thought, gee, I don't want to go in 5 years. The lady at the school said, I would have asked you to go for 6 months and finished off, but she said, I'm not going to even try to make you go 5 years. So I did leave school and then had my families.
Oh, my gosh. So now 9 children, 17 grandchildren, 26 great-grandchildren later, you decided to go back to school. You went to NIU. And how many years have you been working on this?
Since 2019.
Oh, my gosh. And now you're 90, and on Sunday you are going to graduate with everyone else who probably, you know, might be a quarter of your age or less.
Yes. Yes.
Oh, so what are your words of inspiration for anyone listening who thinks they can't go back and do something or it's too late to start something?
You might be surprised what you can do. You might think I don't. And there were times when I wanted to give up, but I didn't. And I had many helpers and many encouragers. So now I can't disappoint them. I've got to try to meet their expectations. So I'm going to see if I can't see this through.
Okay, so now you're going to go out and get a job?
If I could get around, maybe, but I walk with a cane. I live in a retirement facility, and so I am limited in some things. And what? I sold my car, so that's out. But anyway, I've had a fantastic, super blessed life. By the way, as far as the children, my one little girl died when she was 10, so I'm left with 8 children.
Oh, my gosh.
I did have 9.
What a life you have lived, and I can't imagine how much you have shared with so many people who surround you with love and helped you accomplish this. And on behalf of everybody at WGN Radio and the Lisa Dent Show, we just wanted to say congratulations. You have inspired us more than anyone else I know, and I'll be virtually cheering for you on Sunday while you're wearing that cap and gown and receiving your long-awaited degree.
Thank you, but I have a question for you.
Yes.
How long has WGN been?
100 years, Joyce, 100.
Well, I was going to say, as a child, I remember that station.
Yeah. We've been around longer than you have, Joyce.
Yes, you have. Keep it up.
Congratulations. You keep it up, too.
Thank you.
I love that. I wish I could be there on Sunday. That's so fun. Mary's got to check on weather and traffic. Then we're going to come back and talk about anything that is on the minds of Steve, Kevin, and Mary. We call it the newsroom temperature check, and that is next.